"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, if you missed anything, John Cobell's show on demand on the iHeart app. That's the podcast version. And you can hear that tonight, tomorrow, all weekend. In fact, you could hear any of our shows on the iHeart app all weekend long. You might want to listen to yesterday's big deal down at the Honda Center in Anaheim. We were collecting signatures to do a major rewrite of Prop 47. 1,300 signatures collected yesterday. 1,300 KFI listeners showed up and did that in 3 hours, which is it's a big number. And that also saved the organizers $15,000, because that's how much it would cost to gather 1,300 signatures. So they'll be able to use that money to get other signatures of people who didn't show up yesterday. But thank you for coming yesterday. And thank you to Todd Spitzer and the people at the Honda Center for letting us use their parking lot. And we've got another signature gathering show to do on March 28th, Thursday. It's going to be in L.A. County. Details to come. As we ramp up towards Election Day, which is March 5th, Tuesday, actually, I think today was the first day of walk-in voting in L.A. County. Mail-in voting has gone on for a number of weeks, although I have read that the mail-in turnout has been pretty low. I think statewide, only about 4% of the voters have sent in their ballots. This is an odd election because normally a presidential year race, you get a big turnout, but both parties are decided. It's going to be Trump and Biden, at least through the primary season, unless something happens to them, like they drop dead. And since they're probably not going to drop dead, there's no drama. So what really becomes more important here, and really is always more important than a presidential race, is these local ballot measures and local races. For example, district attorney to eliminate George Gascon from the DA's office. That is the most important vote. This is also an important vote. Measure HLA, Boy, this snuck up on the world. Some millionaire in New York City put this on the ballot. And there's a bunch of these annoying, irritating bicycle groups in town. That the bicycle stuff is a cover, though. What it really is climate change fanatics and who want to force us out of our car because they don't agree that we should be driving. And so they're willing to go to extreme measures like eliminate road lanes. Yes, a road diet, like the ones we beat back in Playa del Rey a few years ago. Well, the concept is back. And they want to replace car lanes on the major boulevards in Los Angeles with bike lanes, bus lanes, curbing. That you'll have a bike lane and then you'll have a curb between the car lanes and the bike lane. And this is disastrous for traffic. Believe me, I saw this in person when they tried the experiment in Playa del Rey. It does nothing but create traffic. And that's why the firefighters in Los Angeles are against this stupid idea, because how are the fire trucks going to get around? How are the ambulances going to get around? And we're now going to talk with United Firefighters of the City of Los Angeles, President Freddy Escobar, to tell us the firefighters' view. Freddy, how are you?
Good, John, and thank you. If I didn't start off with not only congratulations on the signatures, but we need all the residents of Los Angeles, all the county residents to come out. First of all, want to add, we got to get rid of Gascon. We need law. We need people to enforce the laws. And then we need the residents of Los Angeles to go to the ballots and vote no on HLA. It is going to be disastrous for the city of Los Angeles, especially the members that I represent, when they dial 911.
When they dial 911, if all the major boulevards are shrunk down by a lane in each direction, what's going to happen when somebody calls for an ambulance or a fire truck?
Well, it's not what is going to happen. It's what's happening now. I'm coming up on my 35th year of service in the LAFD. Prior to that, I served in the Marine Corps. So I've been government issued my entire life. And we have consequences when we don't tell the truth. HLA is full of misleading lies, and I also want to preface is that we do believe that we want safe pedestrian access, but this HLA measure was not consulted with the fire department. It was not consulted with our leadership. It snuck up on us, and they did it purposely, because if they would have reached out to our fire chief, and I don't want to speak for her, but I know the facts, that she would have said absolutely no. This is not safe, and no, she's not going to sign off on this.
That's why they didn't talk to you. They know what the answer would be, because that's the reality. How could it be safe? Everyone knows this driving every day. What happens when a car breaks down in the right lane of a freeway or the right lane of a major boulevard? It causes a big traffic backup, right? Yeah, because everybody's got to merge and squeeze around it. Imagine now you've closed the entire lane for the whole length of the boulevard.
Absolutely. And wanting to finish your last question. So it's happening today. We have certain lanes that have been modified. As I mentioned, I'm a 35-year veteran of the LAFD. I'm still active in the field. At one of the stations that I work at often, the Fire Station 11 between Bonnie Bray and Burlington on 7th Street. If you go east on 7th Street between Figueroa all the way to Skid Row, they've done that disastrous decision. And when we work there, we have to modify our routes going to the addresses, and it is a delay of response. Everybody knows about the big fire that they had at the 10 freeway.
Yeah.
I was working that night. The call came on, and our driver, who knows the district, knew, hey, we can't go down 7th Street because of the traffic. We're going this way. So imagine if you're dialing 911 and you need the first responders there, because every second counts when you're dialing 911 to have a successful outcome.
So the night of that huge fire that could have melted the 10 freeway, the fire trucks had to be rerouted because of the road diets?
The drivers are well aware of the routes. They know the traffic pattern. And yes, we took a different route than going directly there.
that just shouldn't be allowed. I mean, they impose a lot of laws and they correct a lot of situations based on safety. That should have been overwritten, overruled, just based on what you're telling me here.
Yeah, I mean, we know it got on the ballot by signatures, right?
Yeah.
When we were made aware of it, the UFLAC, United Firefighters of Los Angeles City, I'm humbled and honored to represent over 3,400 sisters and brothers of the LAFD. We made a decision and to do the right thing and fight this because we know how disastrous it's going to be for the residents of Los Angeles and also for the safety of the members that I and the executive board represent, because they're going to have to deal with all these hurdles that are occurring now with the existing road diets. It's disastrous. Go to Council District 11, where then Council Member Bonin put those in. They're disastrous. That's why he was removed out of office.
Yeah, that was the first recall effort.
Yeah, and they've been tried. San Francisco tried them. It failed. New York has tried them; it failed. Boston has tried them; it failed.
It's not fair that you make a lane, you give them one third or one half of the roadway when they're a tiny, insignificant percentage of the traffic. 99% of people travel around in cars, and there's these tiny fractions that take a bus or a bicycle, or they walk, but predominantly the way to get around Southern California, and it's been that way since the 1940s, is you have to drive a car. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, and also what's wrong is that this measure was purposely put in without any consulting with the fire service, with the police department, by these members that want this, and they're sacrificing the residents of Los Angeles. I just don't understand why we don't have everyone in the council standing with us saying no on HLA.
I wonder when they were pitching this to get signatures, what they were saying or what like the top line description was. Because I know people go, isn't that wonderful to have a bike lane? I mean, that's just, but nobody actually drives their bike in the streets. Nobody does that.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what they were saying, but one thing I could tell you, they weren't talking about facts. It's misleading. And this is, our number one issue is the safety of the public that we serve. And then the other issues that we, as first responders, deal with this stuff behavioral health-wise. We all have families. We all have loved ones. We have loved ones that live in the city of Los Angeles. God forbid that we're delayed because of a road diet. That is going to live with us every single day of our lives after that incident, as it does today when we don't have successful outcomes. We critique ourselves. We're hard on ourselves because we want every incident to come out successful. And the reality is it doesn't.
Nobody should be making your job more difficult or the job of all the firefighters you represent more difficult. We need you guys to show up as quickly as possible. Speed is one of the most important components to have in firefighting, obviously, right? Speed. Speed, whether it's to put out the fire or it's to save somebody's life who had a heart attack. We need everybody getting there as fast as possible. This will slow you down to a dead stop.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm biased. I believe that the city of Los Angeles is the best fire department in the nation, in the world, with the brothers and sisters that want the best outcome out of this. This will be disastrous, not only for our going from point A to point B, but also it's an unfunded liability to the residents of Los Angeles. We need the residents of L.A. to vote no on HLA. Come out, go out, walk to your ballot place. We need the votes. We need L.A. to wake up and participate and vote no on HLA.
Well, the good thing is that firefighters have, I think, the highest approval rating of any government department out there, and I hope they listen to you and the rest of the spokespeople with the L.A. Fire Department as you continue to campaign over the next 2 weeks to stop Measure HLA. Freddie Escobar, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Brother John. Thank you for the candid conversation. And Los Angeles, not only the city, L.A., vote no on Gascon and vote no on HLA if you live in the city of Los Angeles.
Thanks, Freddie. We've got Moistline coming up next.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We have another balloon floating across the United States. They're claiming no threat to national security, but the military is tracking the balloon. Went across the western states, and NORAD said it detected the object, and it was floating between 43,000 and 45,000 feet, and its presence prompted enough concern that NORAD sent up aircraft to investigate, and it was intercepted over Utah, and they determined the balloon was not maneuverable. I guess it can't be maneuvered from an outside power. It's just floating on its own. It's going to be over Georgia by Friday night, made of Mylar. What is this, a birthday balloon? It had a small cube-shaped box, 2 feet long on each side. And they can't, they don't have any other information. But I thought these balloons are up there all the time. If they're up there all the time, why would this one cause a news alert? I don't know. Nobody knows anything. All right. Time for, it's Friday, it's the Moist Line. 1-877-MOIST-86. 1-877-MOIST-86. If you want to be on next week, let's have at it.
Hey, it's John. Thanks for calling the Moist Line. I'm so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Why is no one saying no on Proposition 1? Those dang Democrats want more money for a homeless when they let them live all over the place anyway.
The car is a symbol of our freedom. The freedom to change direction at will, not to be herded around in buses and trains.
If you want to stop this madness and craziness across the entire country, especially here in California, never, ever vote for a Democrat ever again.
Copper wiring? Why are we still messing with copper? They should be doing it with the fiber optics. Jeez.
I got a thing about the copper and brass recycling. I pick up scraps after work and everything. But anything over $25, they want my ID and they're going to send me a check in 2 days. So someone's got to be working with these guys who they're taking it into. So it's not just that easy that you can take $11,000 of copper and go take it in and get $11,000 worth. There's something else to it.
The Chinese economy is crashing. That's why they're all coming here. Because they're coming to the greatest country under the greatest president of all time.
Maybe the U.S. has come to the point where we're now a third world country and we have to resort to heavy, tough measures against these criminals. Why don't they put electrified wiring on these things and make it rigged so anybody that tries to steal them immediately gets shocked? That would stop these scumbag mother guarantee you.
That restriction on traffic is what the elites on the left want. They want to keep you in control so you can't go anywhere. That's why you have electric cars come up, because if you have an electric car, grid or no grid, it takes you inordinate time to go long distances, so you won't go.
What they're doing with these bike lanes is they're prepping the city for low-income housing. Every city is required to have a certain number of houses that are low-income. So what they do is they wreck all the roads, put in bike lanes, start cramming in low-income stuff so the homeless and the people that don't make any money have somewhere to ride their bicycles.
We finally figure out a way to get around the political correctness BS. Let artificial intelligence give us the bad news that men and women are different. Who knew?
If I enjoyed bicycling, I would get some sort of deprogramming. It's not bad enough that adults like to do this, but the fact that they dress up and announce it is insane. The shorts and the glasses, the stupid attire. Yeah, I don't like them either.
People crossing the border illegally should be deported to Mexico if that's where they came across the border at, not back to their home country. Just send them right back to Mexico, and then maybe Mexico would take seriously the problems they're causing here.
That graffiti tower, that was designed for condos and retail. LA can build rehab for the homeless, vocational rehab, substance abuse rehab, low-cost medical, so much more. They don't even have to stack it all the way to the roof. Just a few floors to get started.
So, John, speaking about your initiative at that last radio station, if I had been the guy who wallowed my fat self in, and then you came in and yelled at me about having sat there for 5 hours, I would have shot right back. Then why did you wait 5 hours to talk to anyone?
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
Coming up, we got another round of the Moist Line in about a half an hour. And after Deborah's news, we're going to tell you the story. And now I'm convinced there's something up with, there's some relationship between the U.S. government, the Mexican president, and why the border is wide open and the cartels have full access to bring all their fentanyl and meth here, and that they can kill 100,000 of us and nothing is done by the federal government. The U.S. did an investigation into the cartels and the cartels' connection to the Mexican president, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, and they found out something pretty significant and then dropped the investigation. Why did they drop the investigation? That part I don't know. But I'll tell you what they did find that led them to consider taking action, and then they backed off. I'll tell you about it coming up. Moist Line, by the way, for next week is 877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86. And, yes, you heard a lot of bike response there. No on Measure HLA. No on Measure HLA. A lot of you are stuck in traffic right now. If you want to make it horrendously worse in the city of Los Angeles, no on Measure HLA. They're going to take away a road lane on every single boulevard, every mile of the city, and turn it into a bike lane for the weirdo spandex crowd.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan, we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time
with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on till 4. Conway up after 4 o'clock. And also we'll post the podcast version of the show. It's the same. It's the radio show. John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app as well. And the Rebecca Grossman jury is going to announce the verdict soon.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
And they got the case yesterday. So it's pretty quick.
Yeah. I mean, they got it later yesterday, right?
Yeah.
So they didn't spend a lot of time. Well, neither did the OJ jury, remember? OJ jury took, what, about 4 minutes? So we'll see. I mean, obviously, she hit the kids and killed them, obviously. They've got leeway with deciding what the guilty verdict can be. It can be murder or it can be some version of manslaughter. So that'll be coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Moistein, final round of it in a little while, too. The United States did an investigation. There is a story that's not been fleshed out in detail. I think we can all suspect this. But you see that 7 million illegal aliens have been allowed to come over the border from Mexico into the United States. And you could see that enormous, incalculable amounts of fentanyl and meth and cocaine are coming over the border. And the fentanyl alone has killed 100,000 people. It's just so overwhelming and so shocking. 100,000 people. I mean, that's twice as many that got killed in the Vietnam War, for goodness sakes. And what did we lose? About 3,000 people on 9/11. So it's 33 times 9/11. And it's only been in the last few years. So obviously there's corruption going on. There's so much money, billions and billions of dollars that the drug cartels make. Mexican president allows this. And the U.S. president doesn't do anything to put pressure or to criticize even the Mexican president. So what's the deal? Who's getting a cut? What are the payoffs? New York Times has this story that the federal government spent years looking into allegations that the Mexican president, Andres Manuel López Obrador, known as AMLO, that Obrador had allies, and those allies would meet with the drug cartels after Obrador took office, and the allies got millions of dollars from the drug cartels. The New York Times says this is according to U.S. records and three people familiar with the matter. I wonder if it's three frustrated investigators for the U.S. There is links, and by the way, none of this is a surprise, right? Everyone knows that the Mexican drug cartels and the government are one and the same. One is embedded in the other. Well, this, I guess, was powerful evidence that the cartel leaders and Mexican advisors and officials close to Obrador had some business going on while he was governing the country. They said they never opened a formal investigation to Obrador. The government, apparently our government, doesn't want to because Mexico is such an important ally. Now, Obrador is calling the allegations completely false. And the cartels have dominated Mexican government from the lowest levels in the little towns all the way to Obrador's administration. The U.S. officials claim they could not find any direct connections between the president himself and the criminal organizations, but there's a lot of money sloshing around. And you would think that some of it would end up in some mysterious accounts that maybe someday Obrador would have access to. That would kind of make sense. What, are the allies all collecting the drug cartel money for themselves and not the guy who has all the power, who actually allows all the drugs to come to America, allows all the human smuggling to occur? I mean, Obrador ultimately is responsible. He's got the power to stop it. He doesn't even try. We know why he doesn't try. But we're to believe that he's never seen a dime of this, or he won't see a dime of it someday? Is that what they're trying to sell? And obviously, it's a difficult investigation. One of the sources told U.S. officials that a founder of the Zetas cartel paid $4 million to two of Obrador's allies so that he could be released from prison. Also, one of Obrador's closest confidants met with Ismael Zambada Garcia, a top leader of the Sinaloa drug cartel, before Obrador won his election in 2018. The drug cartels have possession of videos of the president's sons picking up drug money. But of course, none of the money reached Obrador, right? So the sons picked up the drug money. His allies are meeting with the leaders of drug cartels. Law enforcement in the U.S. also independently track payments from people they believe are cartel operatives to intermediaries for Obrador. One of those payments was made around the same time that Obrador went to the state of Sinaloa and met with the mother of Joaquin Guzman Loera, El Chapo. He went in and met with Mother Chapo. Now, El Chapo is in a U.S. prison now for the rest of his life. But at some point, the Mexican president was meeting with Mom. More than 10 years ago, another investigation led by the Drug Enforcement Administration found that traffickers had donated millions of dollars to Obrador's unsuccessful presidential campaign in 2006. That was also closed without charges. It's tough to bring legal charges against a foreign president because you don't want to, or they don't want to, shred relationships with Mexico. So instead, Obrador and the drug cartels, they, I guess, have a tacit agreement, and you end up with 100,000 dead Americans from taking the fentanyl. And by the way, a huge percentage of the homeless people laying in the streets. They're laying in the streets because of the meth and the fentanyl. And there's lots of millions and millions of dollars sloshing just around Obrador. All his friends. It pays to be a good friend of Obrador. You get rich, but I'm sure he hasn't seen a dime. So you wonder why Joe Biden doesn't do anything about it. Does any of this money swirling around make it back here to American politicians, to American government officials? Or is the Mexican president and his allies the only ones who are enjoying the runoff? Anything kick back this way? Any runoff? The Times says the Biden administration handles Obrador with great care, avoiding public criticism, but send officials to meet with him and press for migration enforcement. Well, he hasn't done anything, has he? They've done nothing. 7 million people came over the border. That's how the real world works. We come back. We've got Moistline Part 2. Conway's coming up at 4. Sometime after 4 o'clock, we're going to get a verdict in the Rebecca Grossman case. She's the wealthy woman who ran over and killed those two little boys in Westlake 2 years ago.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
So let's do round 2 of the Moist Line. 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, it's John. Thanks for calling the Moist Line. I'm so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
So I just read online. Someone was saying that Retail theft is a victimless crime, and now I have to stand behind a buzzer at Walmart to get my Tide Pods, and some woman comes and she has to open the glass casing for me to get my Tide Pods. Now, who's the victim here? I'm the victim. We're all the victims of this. This is nonsense.
Hey, Joe, stop blaming the Republicans for all the problems that have occurred at the border. You know, now you're talking that you may sign an executive order right before the State of the Union address that you can possibly fix everything. You know, you could have done it all along.
Protected bike lanes should be called loser lanes because the only ones who use them are losers who can't afford a car. Hope all you losers are enjoying the atmospheric river.
It's really important to remember this year that you eat your festivals, not vote for them.
The state of California has a budget shortfall of anywhere between $50 and $75 billion. How is Gavin Newsom going to blame the Republicans for this one?
Tell me you can't hear Gavin Newsom, who has been denied he has any interest in being the president, when he is finally asked by Joe Biden. It's like, you don't say no to the president when he asks you to run for president. You don't say no to a calling. You know, he is so full of...
Rand Paul's absolutely right, but the only thing that we didn't do that the Chinese government do was weld us in our homes. That's communism.
In regards to flushing the system for the politicians, it needs to happen on both the state level and the federal level. Everybody should vote for anybody but the person who's currently in office, and that's regardless of the party. Just vote for anybody else. Doesn't matter if you stay in the same party, just don't vote for the same person.
Kevin DeLeon won $4 million to secure that building in downtown. Get a couple of guys, pay them $30 an hour, stagger them around the building. It doesn't add up to $4 million in payroll. Get out of town, Kevin DeLeon.
Anything that Governor Deputy do is for is bad.
There's something also about the road diets that's going to be a problem. Since cars will be going a lot slower and they will be idling a lot in traffic, the air pollution in Los Angeles area will go up.
I believe President's Day was established to honor George Washington and Lincoln at the same time.
Progressive government in this country would have Archie Bunker rolling over in his grave.
How about George Gascon for president? Now, that would be a great pick for president, as I think he's a great DA.
I am turning into an angry old man watching the Santa Ana River flood into the ocean because these people will not build reservoirs because they love having control over the one resource that we need more than anything else. These are sick, disgusting people.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up.
Very good.
Goodbye.
1-877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86 for next week, next Friday. Conway.
Hey, now, we got Alex Stone coming on to talk about that moon lander. We landed on the moon yesterday. That was a cool deal.
I heard. 52 years it took.
A long time. Actually, it's probably been more than 52 years, unless you believe that we were there in the 60s.
Oh, that's right. That was fake.
It was all BS.
Yeah.
Alex Michelson. Alex Stone is coming on, and Alex Michelson. So in the first hour, we blow everything.
You ever ask Alex why he's Alex and not Alex?
It's a combination. They thought they were going to have...
Oh, you did ask him.
Yeah, they thought they were going to have a boy. I mean, uh-huh. They thought they were going to have a girl.
I see.
And...
Nice. Amazing he shows up.
I don't know why he comes on with me. They thought that if they were going to have a girl, it was going to be Alex. Uh-huh. And if it was a boy, it was going to be... I don't know. I'll ask him.
You need to.
He told me at one point what that story was.
Okay.
We got a new balloon cruising over Utah. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Right? NORAD's up there. And also, we're getting another area code in Los Angeles.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Well, we got enough people coming over the border. We need a new area code. Why don't you just bring your area code with you? What the hell?
They have them down there.
Yeah. Bring up wherever you're coming from. Mexico, Canada. Where are people coming from nowadays? Bring your own area code.
Okay.
BYAC?
BYOAC.
BYOAC.
All right.
All right. I got to get out of here. You got to get out of here.
I got to get out of here. You can keep going.
All right.
Conway's big door. Here. And in for Crozier, it's Heather Brooker live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.